We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
No. No fist pumps tonight. None. The Heat don't deserve it. The NBA doesn't deserve it. No fist pumps tonight. Okay, maybe a couple. All right, anyway, guys, welcome into Hangover Time. I am your host, Alphonse Sidney, a.k.a. Alf954. And you know what we do on this show. We have a good time whether the Heat win or lose. It's going to be hard tonight because it is, I mean, just abysmal basketball. They try to make a run at the end of the fourth. You know what? Another moral victory. Chalk it up. But what I want to really get at is this Heat team, even with Tyler, a limited Tyler back, was not better than that Clippers team without Kawhi and Paul George. They were still missing seven guys. And what I'm most frustrated about is the fact that this team is just bereft of talent. And they're missing seven guys. And I won't say bereft of talent may be harsh. But there's a lot of banking on G Leaguers and, you know, glorified cheerleaders on the bench to get them through this season. And I don't think that's going to cut it. Not in a COVID season like this. Not when you're limited to 15 guys. So, Brass, bring me out. Let's talk about this. Oh, we got Frankie in the building. What's going on, Frankie?
What's going on, guys?
I was like, who's showing up tonight? You know, I wouldn't have blamed you if you didn't.
I ran downstairs to get a drink.
You weren't drinking this whole game?
No, I wasn't.
No. You a wild boy.
I didn't drink last hangover time because I didn't have anything in the house, so I made sure I grabbed something right now.
You a wild boy to go through this game sober. My goodness. There's a lot. There's some things to talk about tonight, and it's mostly going to be us bitching and complaining. I'm not going to ask y'all for positives from this game. The single positive was that Tyler Hero came back and actually looked decent, even though he was limited in his minutes. He looked like he was limited. It looked like he didn't have his conditioning, but he did what he tried, right? And he was one of the few guys that looked like he had a motor behind his ass. Most of the other guys didn't. So before we go, what we normally do, let's go around the horn and find out what everyone's drinking. Siobhan, what are you drinking tonight? Tonight should be a triple fist tonight. But you only have two hands. So what are you drinking?
Oh, yeah, only two hands. Still Jack Rye and Kendall Jackson. Sue me, y'all.
Love it. Love it.
Got the same Kendall in a red cup, if that counts as a third fist. I don't know why it's two of the same thing right there.
How drunk are you, Siobhan?
Not enough. Honest. Not enough. I'm really not enough.
I'm drinking my Sprite and vodka. I might have to switch it up because I keep losing when I drink this shit. I don't say I don't know. I could drink absinthe. They still fucking lose. Tiffany, what are you drinking tonight?
I got some Tennessee whiskey and sweet tea.
All right. Nice. Frankie, what are you drinking tonight? What did you go downstairs for?
Some Captain and Coke, finishing the bottle up so Solana doesn't give me more you know?
Nice. No shots tonight.
No shots. Absolutely not. Sorry, Twisted Tapioca.
Brass, what are you drinking tonight?
Well, I mean, after that, I had to go for the hard shit, so I got the Clorox.
Save some for Adam Silver.
Yeah, no, only kidding. Don't drink Clorox, kids. Angel's Envy. Way too good for this game, but I needed something to make me happy.
We need it. Like I've been trying to drink one drink during the game, which is not easy for me. And then, you know, start drinking more, you know, at the buzzer. And then I get drunker as hangover time goes on. This game, I was on my third drink by the third quarter. Like, this shit was just fucking horrible. I don't like, do you guys want to talk about this game or talk about this season? Like, is there
WandaVision?
Oh God. We had to make this night worse. Speaking of drinking bleach.
Oh shit.
Oh, and his mic is fucked up too.
If you know, I see a lot of talk on the timeline. If the Heat's good players played well, we're not having a doom and gloom show today. We're not falling apart on the timeline. Their best player probably was his worst game due to the context of he is their best player and he would not look at the basket. He was scared of Zubac, was just doing nothing with the drop defense that he should be picking apart, as we saw him do not a week ago.
Okay, I don't want to hear that. Yeah. I don't want to. Yeah, like, there's too much analysis. Like, I just don't.
Also, his mic, we need fucking subtitles for him.
Yeah, I didn't. He's not looking at the fucking camera. Like, listen.
Garbage.
Like, we're not doing that shit tonight.
You have your own damn show, man.
Yeah, for real. But for real, I mean, there is some things to be said about Bam. So I kind of want... Like Frankie's name right now, Fire Adam Silver, is part of the sentiment I'm feeling right now about this NBA season. I want to talk to you guys about, and I'll start with you, Tiff, this NBA season. Like, how much should we take this thing seriously? How much is the season to blame? How much are the Heat to blame? How much is Spo to blame? Like, who's to blame for this 6-11 start?
I think everybody deserves a piece of this pie. There is a little bit left to be desired about having to play all these games shorthanded while they're canceling everybody else's games.
Everybody else is getting canceled.
Right. So that's one thing. The second thing is, we all knew when the season ended that this season would be some sort of disruption. Like, it wasn't going to go perfectly. So with that being said, we also knew, as logical people, we may need reinforcements.
Yep.
So I look at that and I blame the Heat for that. And then honestly, I'm not expecting the bench guys to be superstars. I'm not expecting them to be adequate on most nights. I'm expecting them to try. I'm expecting them to work hard. I'm expecting them to have defensive skills that fifth graders have, and they don't have it.
But you're asking guys to be competent. No, but you're asking guys to be competent NBA players. There's a reason they were in the G League last year. There's a reason they went undrafted. Like, you know, not everybody's Duncan Robinson. And listen, we can talk about Duncan. We can talk about Duncan. But there's a reason guys go undrafted. There's a reason there's G Leaguers. So I'm gonna get to my point in a minute. To me, the Heat didn't do enough this offseason. But Frankie, when you know, if you're blaming COVID, if well, COVID and the NBA, I think, are one thing to blame. The Heat front office, the roster, coaching staff, out of the, who's to blame for what's going on with this season?
I would say the front office deserves some blame. Just for, like Tiff said, like the bottom of the roster, these guys like that you're depending on consistently, like you should have been a little bit more prepared knowing how COVID literally shut down the season. And you guys had to go to extraordinary measures with a bubble to make the season like last. And then, you know, ending the end of the bench guys with, you know, you can say what you want about Udonis. But you have Max Strus, you have Gabe Vincent. It would have been really nice to have a couple veterans that, you know, even if it's a journeyman veteran, I'm not saying like top flight guys, like you see like a guy like Shabazz Napier still out there. And I'm not saying these guys would be much better.
Even a guy like Isaiah Thomas could have helped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a guy that he's not learning on the fly.
Yeah, much. He would have been a much better. He could have came in and gave you some buckets. Way, you know, at a much higher consistency than a guy like Gabe Vincent.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
And Kendrick Nunn too. Like we're still watching Kendrick Nunn having to give him 25 minutes a night. And like I'd rather listen. Isaiah Thomas is a less than a traffic cone on defense. But I'd rather watch him dribble the ball than Kendrick Nunn.
I mean, what's Max Strus?
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
I watched a possession where Max is a crucial possession in the game, and Max Strus is calling out defensive assignments. And I literally wanted to take the straw I was drinking with and stab it in my fucking neck. Alf. Like Max Strus is calling out defensive assignments. Fucking kill me.
Alf.
Kill me, bro.
Like Max Strus came into the game in the first quarter. That's all you have to say.
Bro.
He wasn't an end of the bench guy trying to get like somebody who's in foul trouble. We lit like between Gabe Vincent and Max Strus, they played 47 minutes tonight. Like,
get
what
the
is
fuck
this?
Out of here.
What is
harder minutes?
Brass. Yeah. Brass.
No, and Gabe Vincent. I'm sorry, Brass. No, I this just pisses me off. Between them, they took 19 shots.
I mean, what else is there to say, Brass? End the show. Right. What are we talking about here, Brad?
I'm a huge Heat homer. I've always been. I'm always like siding with the organization. They could do no wrong. It's like if they suck, it's like, hey, well, they're gonna get better because they got depth. Bullshit. They don't. It's not happening. I know we're down players right now, but like it's infuriating to see some of the players. I really hope that people in this organization aren't fucking with the stock market right now, because they must be horrible at that, because they're so bad. They do not know when to buy and sell guys. Like a guy like Oladipo, they should have jumped on before he, like, you know, when he was still questionable coming back from his injury. You should have got rid of Nunn. Exactly. Yeah. You should have gotten rid of Nunn when he came second place in rookie of the year voting. Yeah. I mean, this is, you know, and now look at what you're stuck with. So, like, sure, and we always talk about these players. Oh, hey, Bradley Beal, look, he looks miserable. Well, fucking, he's not going to be a whole lot happier here right now, for being real. But you know, what are you going to be able to trade now? Like, Siobhan, no one wants these guys.
Yeah. Siobhan, Brass makes an amazing point. The Heat banked on running it back this season.
And that was going to be my entire point. I think that they have overreacted. I still low-key kind of think that they overreacted or are still reacting to having let Dwayne go. I think that there's still so much of a recovery process to kind of prove loyalty to guys who they seem more worthy of it now, let's say a Bam versus, you know, like a Hassan. But, you know, my point was going to be Brass's exact point. I think that we missed the mark. And when is the time to strike with some of these guys? When is the time to hold some of them? And, you know, I don't know. I think that that's kind of what landed us here. You know, Giannis was still going to have another year on this contract anyway. And we still put, you know, so much emphasis into what he was doing. There were quips and disagreements about fit and culture with James Harden. Bill's still miserable, but we won't make that move. Vic has been begging to be here for however long he has. Like, there are people, there are places, there are pieces. And I don't know, for whatever reason, we're just not making a move. But now you find yourself not in, you know, such an advantageous position because all your trade pieces have depreciated themselves. Like, no one is playing
like ass.
They're all playing like ass.
They all play like ass.
Any likable centerpiece of anything that's going to get you anything decent in return. Any move right now, based on the way these guys are playing, is going to be lateral.
This team is built with a bunch of guys that play roles. Mm-hmm. And yes. If they do not have every single piece in the puzzle at that time, then it just, these guys don't work.
It's
right?
Not enough people who can do more than one thing.
Right.
Exactly. So, yes, COVID fucked us up. But we are the, between the short offseason and COVID, we are the team most susceptible to COVID. Because of the fact that we paid Myers Leonard $9 million to be a cheerleader. Because we figured he'd be a trade piece. But if you don't fucking trade him, it doesn't matter. You know, you paid Udonis Haslem because of culture and this and that. And, like, honestly, I love UD, but in a COVID season, he can't be on your roster. Because you had seven guys out. And like, that was the thing. I was watching Heat fans, like, oh, we got to get this game. The Clippers don't have Kawhi and Paul George. What the fuck makes you think we better than them? Even without Kawhi and Paul George. Yeah, you have Bam and a limited hero, but after that, look what you have.
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
This you team have is a rookies and G-leaguers.
This team is a fucked up transformer. They can't even mount.
Well, in this team, we can find cool players. I mean, you know, we're good at discovering young, untapped talent, you know. But, like, if you get Gabe or you know, some of these players, you know, even Strus, you get these guys playing 7-8 minutes, it was like, oh, shit, they can kind of ball out. But not when they're playing 25-30 minutes a game.
You know, the last place talent.
Not when they're pulling starter-level minutes.
But I want to say one thing regarding UD. I think UD is the one thing, like, when you're thinking of COVID, it was a little smart because at his age, he's definitely going to be the first in the league to get the vaccine. So maybe we see him out there. I don't know. We'll see.
He was available tonight.
Listen, if we see him out there, we know what time it is. It's lottery time.
We don't even have our pick.
I know, but somebody else gonna get it.
But that's the thing. You did, like, you have a spot in UD, and even in a game like this, UD don't get no minutes. Like, you wasted a roster spot in a season when you can't waste roster spots.
Man, we wasted a couple.
Yeah, and UD certainly ain't teaching this team right now about grittiness.
No, right.
So, like, he's not really doing.
Yeah, like, I don't care how much he yells at Max Strus, he's still fucking Max Strus. Okay, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't change nothing. Like, and that's listen.
I'm not ready.
To Tiff, like, and word to Tiff. So you have 30 wasted roster spots. You have Udonis, Mo Harkless, and Myers Leonard.
Yep.
Three ways to roster.
At least three.
Because I don't want to start pointing fingers, but come on.
Like, I mean, you have, I think Scal is still out there. You have Isaiah. Like, you had veterans that you could bring in.
Yeah.
With an expanded roster.
Wait, who'd you say?
Huh?
Who's the first person you said?
Scal. I don't know how to say his last name.
Wait, are you talking about Scalabrini?
No, Scal Louis Bissari or whatever.
Scal
Opetus.
I should be able to say his name because he's Haitian.
Oh, yeah, I would have taken Scal on this team. Fuck
Isaiah Thomas been on the media crying.
He's wearing heat shorts all the time.
He's wearing heat shorts and workouts.
Begging for a try.
Okay, look, his name is Labissiere. Okay, I can actually say it when I see it right now.
Hold on. Nikias, you taking shots?
We got a celebrity in
the Nikias, what you doing?
Y'all already know. Look, Nikias.
His ears perked up when I put a SpongeBob meme up.
Nikias, jump in here.
Nikias, we got nothing else to talk about.
No. Nikias want to get in on this UD conversation.
So let him get in. Come on, Cletus.
Come on,
Nikias. We're talking SpongeBob and UD. Come on, man.
Come on, Cletus.
This is your lane.
But no,
you
but,
walk in.
But legit, you're wasting your breath. Like, that's what was wild to me. Like, I was arguing with Sedano. If the Heat lose this game, I don't want to hear
that
nothing.
Was
yeah, but I'm like, listen, what are you talking about, Sedano? Like, the team that the Clippers put on the floor was not that far off than the team the Heat put on the floor.
Right.
No, like, the first quarter, we looked at that and goes, oh, that's what we look like.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes. That exactly.
You had three rotation players in the entire lineup tonight. You had Duncan, you had Bam, and Hero. After that, you didn't have what in an ideal season would be part of your rotation. Yes, you would spot guys like Gabe Vincent, KZ Akpala, I'm Precious. Honestly, we all love Precious, but like, you're asking a lot from young man, and he's actually doing his part.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's just like, it's like Brad said, like, NBA players are built off of consistency.
Yes.
These guys come in, and yeah, there's time Gabe Vincent looks like, holy shit, this guy could be somebody, but you play him more than 3 minutes at a clip, like, he starts to look like, oh shit, that nigga was in the G League last year. I get it. Like, oh yeah, he should be a developmental player, not one of your rotation. Like, but it's, I
mean, maybe they just got an advanced call up, because isn't that the whole goal of the G League, to get a call up? So maybe they just got an advanced call up.
Force play.
And they asked should have answered the phone. They asked should have answered. They wasn't ready. They should have answered.
Mickey Arison was not putting in more money into this team. And hey, did you see the cruise industry? Like, he's not investing more money into this team. He paid Mo Harkless and Myers Leonard. That was his big moves of the offseason.
He bankrupted himself paying Mo Harkless. Paying Myers.
He paid Mo Harkless for, and I quote, a significant role. Exactly. They said that man took less to come here and do big things for us.
And did nothing.
We're still waiting for the things.
Yeah.
I mean, that was
at least it was a highlight.
That was a big contribution.
You're not getting nothing. I've already made my peace with it.
Honestly, I've kind of made my peace with the season, and right now it's just about Bam and Tyler's. I still think they're going to make the playoffs. I really do because I think Jimmy comes back and other teams fall to the same COVID protocol domino. Like, if Jimmy was back tonight and you played this Clippers team, you blow them out the building, right?
I think I need to wait until I see when, if, and what with Jimmy. When he comes back, and what he looks like.
And Jimmy's out there looking like Captain America before the transformation right now. It's not great.
It was a tweet that said he lost 12 pounds in a week.
He's skinty, not skinny. He's skinty.
People are saying, are we this sorry without Jimmy? Yes.
Yes.
Also, we're this sorry without Jimmy. Point.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Boron, Avery, right. Iggy. Like, stop acting like they're only missing Jimmy Butler. Right. Like, this thing is wild to me. Awesome. Like, oh, you guys can't win. Like, I had Sixers fans talking shit. Bitch, y'all 0-4 without Embiid. Shut the fuck up.
They like, put the missing in action screen up. We had 8 niggas on the screen at one time. It looked like that's all that right. Choose your fucking fighter on the screen. And so many people out at once.
It was a whole whole dairy aisle of milk cartons. People missing.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball player strikes out when the bases are loaded. The best golfer sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with 2-day shipping, and the whole process is discreet and straightforward. Getting started is simple. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete the online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21 to get $15 off your first month. Look, that's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. Get to Roman.com/HeatBeat21. Go get started to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
In a second, bro, was like, what?
It was honestly, it was a bottom tier playoff team that was out tonight. Like, yeah. like what are we talking? Oh, we're trash without Jimmy. Yes, but we're also trash without, like, you just can't, like, and people talk about Bam. And let's do this now.
He's not a number one.
Finish your thought first and we can talk about
it. Let's get on Bam because motherfucker. Like, he's sometimes, bro.
He
isn't. Just go, man. Like, it's Zubac, yeah. Whatever his name is.
Yeah, I mean, like, it was we're going up against, like, the Windows recycle bin tonight.
And you had no, and here's my thing with Bam. You weren't on the floor with Jimmy and Goran. If Zubac wants to play you 5 feet away, you have to take the fucking three-pointer. Take the jumper. Like, you've been hitting this jumper all year. And if he pushes, and then draw him to you. If he pushes up on you, drive past his slow white ass. Like, what are you doing sometimes, bro? Like, you're sitting there facilitating for who? Why are you facilitating for fucking Strus? You're Bam Adebayo. You're a fucking all-star.
Yeah.
Stop. You're backing away and trying to do bounce passes to Kendrick Nunn, and they're getting picked off. Like, get the fuck out of your own head. You're not facilitating for other real NBA players. You're facilitating for fucking Strus. Fuck! I'm drinking.
Listen, I ain't gonna let Bam get my He ain't gonna get my pressure up.
Oh, Pete is shit.
Oedipus. It's Oedipus.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, is it now?
It's Oedipus. Oh,
listen.
Opadias.
Why we just can't say this is what it is until it's not? Because this is
that's
Bam.
What I've been.
This is Bam. Everything is what it is. He keeps showing you.
But then he shows you 40 points.
Exactly. And then guess what he show you again? 10.
But he get them rebounds, though.
Yeah.
We still ain't winning.
Frankie.
Yep.
You're over here quiet.
I'm listening. I'm letting y'all vent.
I mean, you the analytics guy. Like, is there anything to take away from this crap, this shit show?
It's just you're missing Goran and Jimmy for sure, and those are two guys that you have so much of your offense based, your creation. So Tyler and Bam got to grow up, and they got to learn about creating their own shots and shots for the team. The other team, with all their backups, shot 9 more three-pointers than you, and 7 more free throws. Like, they're getting into the paint more, getting fouled, and they're creating more shots around the perimeter. So, like, that's on you guys. Like, you guys got to grow up. Yeah, and they took more. The Heat took more shots than the Clippers today. It wasn't even a regular turnover issue that, like, it usually is.
You gave them 9 threes in the third quarter.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. They got to grow up. Go ahead.
Is it fair to talk about Duncan?
Please, I'm ready.
That's, Just the road. I'm ready to talk about how heavily
I'm ready to talk about entire,
the whole offense is predicated on whether or not he's hitting, because there's no one else on the floor that has to garner any type of defensive attention. And so, yeah,
he scored 6 points.
Yeah, he had 2 threes early, and that was it.
Early.
Jesus like Christ, we're talking about Gabe Vincent. Yeah. Gabe Vincent out here with 18.
Exactly. Let's talk about Duncan.
And he's trying.
Bruce had 12.
Let's talk about Duncan.
Yeah, I mean, their box scores are going on their mom's refrigerator. I mean, props to them. Because hopefully this is the most we have to see of them. But, like, it just, COVID's not letting that happen.
But, like, legit, like, we, she's frozen.
There she go.
Oh. We'll let her back.
When she starts moving again.
Than the Heat defense.
Yeah. We're talking about Struce, but
shit. Duncan.
I mean, we're talking about everybody. Bam still had 16, 13, and 7. Tyler Hobble had 19, 10, and 5. And then, you know what? Hey, Duncan.
Show up.
Hit 2 more threes. Score 14 points. You win the game. Right? It's like, Jesus Christ.
Because man, they have to work so hard to get that man a shot. That's the problem. And it doesn't matter who's out there. Everyone, Jimmy, Goran, everyone has to work too hard to get Duncan an easy look.
Dribble handoff.
That shit is just this. I'm sick of that.
I'm just mad. Out of it.
I'm just mad because it's like, all right, y'all not gonna win. I don't have no expectations of y'all winning with this squad. But damn, Duncan, let me see you work on something. Let me see you work on that 15-foot pull-up. Let me see you work on your handles a little bit. Get to the basket. Like, do something.
To me, it was like, okay, cool. Like, I seen Tyler out here. Like, Tyler was out there
trying.
Busting his ass, man. Like, I was proud of Tyler. Like, I was like, damn, thank you, bro. Like, somebody had to be out here with a little life. And maybe Bam is fucking tired at this point. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, a lot of superstars or a lot of guys, well, the thing is, like a Devin Booker, yeah, he puts up points every night, but he doesn't play defense.
Right.
Bam is out here playing, defending the other team's best player, the anchor of the defense, and then you want him to go down and score 40 points. Like, I'm just saying, COVID fucked this team up, right? Because they're missing all their guys that can, you know, put their head down, get to the basket. Like Frankie was saying, nobody's getting into the paint.
No,
this team is no layups. It's three or die with this team right now. And yes, the NBA fumbled the bag on that part of it, but on the Heat side of it, you did not prepare for this season the way some other teams did. You know, there are some guys out there that could have, you know, at least won you a game against the Clippers without Kawhi and Paul George. Right now, you run out of squad that after Tyler and Bam, just straight trash.
I'm still a little pissed at the Oregon that the Heat didn't, kind of make up some injuries when we were like right at that like 8-player cusp. Like, can't we say there's like a hamstring thing or something? I mean, just to be able to give some time, like, because other teams are certainly doing that.
So is that what the threshold was for a postponement?
Eight players.
You have to have at least eight players.
Eight players.
Yeah. And they ran out eight players for like 5 straight games.
Faithfully.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could have sent Max Strus like
just sent his ass home.
Just pull the groin, but like, who cares? Like, who's gonna check out Max Strus?
Take him home.
You could have said Max Strus was an athletic trainer, and they would have believed you. Like, we don't know what happened to our eighth guy. What happened?
Listen, I'm not gonna like start anything weird here, but I'm looking at Duncan's numbers after the inauguration.
Sad? Is he sad?
Oh man,
sad.
That ain't good.
He might have got injured in that attack on the Capitol.
Yeah,
rolled his ankle on them steps.
Right.
But I, and talk about being stubborn.
Three of 11, one of 10, two of 10 from three. I mean, it's not good. Anyway, go on.
The Heat being talking about the Heat being stubborn. They don't, you know, they want they're going to roll out with eight guys. They're going to run it back with the same shit players and G Leaguers that they've been developing for 4 years. Would Eric Spoelstra please challenge a fucking call? Like, I'm begging you. Can someone clip this and send it to the Miami Heat front office? Challenge a fucking call. Like, today there was a call, and I forget who it was. It was obviously the wrong call. He doesn't challenge it. He just gets pissed, takes his mask off. He's screaming and yelling. The Clippers go back and hit a 3-5-point swing in a 2-point game. Like, those things matter. You know what I'm saying? Like, they matter. Like, someone needs to explain to him that you don't save up challenges. Like, I think he thinks he's going to go into the playoffs with 72 challenges and kill the whole fucking league. Like, he's going to challenge everything. Like, he's saving all his trump cards. Like, bro, you don't, like, you don't save these. Like, and he's doing this one-man protest against the challenge system. And, like, what are you doing?
He's like the Democratic Party right now, where he can do something about it, but he's just going to get really mad.
But he wants to respect the filibuster.
He wants somebody else to do it for him. He's like, no, you're doing the wrong thing. Admit you're wrong, buddy. I'm not going to use my platform, my challenges to make up this call, to stop this bullshit. No.
And then look at Duncan's response to that.
Right.
And Duncan is Ted Cruz. That way.
And the is Ted Cruz.
The refs are out here like Mitch McConnell. Just
no, that's Adam Silver. Don't get me started.
Here we go. Go ahead. Go off on Adam Silver, Frank.
Oh my God. The pregame show. I am so fucking fed up with Adam Silver right now. And you guys know me. I am fucking calm and like, oh, it's all right, guys. They're gonna make the playoffs. It's okay. Give them time. But this fucking bullshit with making us play the Washington Wizards, when you know goddamn well the last three fucking teams that play the Washington Wizards got fucking magically into fucking COVID protocols. Now, look, I'm not the brightest guy, but once. Not twice, not three fucking times, but the fourth time, you're like, hey, you know what? This is the fucking time that we got to step in here and make a statement. This is not okay. Something is clearly not right here. No. Adam Silver's like, hey, let's see how many more fucking games we can go with this. Let's see how many more fucking teams can get fucking sick. And coincidentally, this does not affect any of the fucking LA teams. The LA teams have not got COVID one fucking time. Not one fucking player has missed a fucking game for COVID.
Until tonight.
But now every fucking body in the East Coast can get fucking sick because of the Washington fucking Wizards, who don't even fucking deserve Bradley Beal at this fucking point. He should be amnestied on fucking principle.
You know Bill ain't leaving, right?
No, he's not. He's definitely not.
Fuck him. Let him stay there.
Yeah, no, he deserves that. He can storm the Capitol too. Fuck
him. We don't need him. Let him stay. Listen, you take the girl that want to be there. He don't want to be in Miami. Let him stay.
Bro, give me Vic and PJ in March. I don't care if we made the playoffs or not. Let's run this thing back next season.
Right. Let him stay where he is. He don't want to come. Fuck him.
Oh, man. This is what we've been reduced to, y'all.
This is it.
Memphis had like two teams have their stuff back and they got their shit postponed. It took Washington like five teams to get traced back to them for them to draw the line to put that together.
Like they're the fucking outbreak monkey.
Yeah, we knew that shit. We knew that shit early on. Like going into that game, we knew it was gonna be like
Yeah, which one of the Wizards is most likely to have eaten a bat? Let's do that again.
We're going there.
Bertans.
I don't even know who's on his team. He said Bertans.
Is Bertans still on their team?
Yes.
Yeah, he definitely. That motherfucker looks like he'll eat anything.
That motherfucker eats bats for fucking breakfast.
Oh my first of all, he looks like he doesn't eat food because he's a Frankenstein monster and he should have bolts in his neck.
Wizards right now.
And the answer is Bertans. You don't need to look up anybody else. Like, that motherfucker has one of the biggest foreheads I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, we could talk about Mo Wagner. Mo Wagner is definitely fucking fucked with some bats.
Wagner?
Wagner has fucked with some bats.
I think he stormed the Capitol, but
Wagner for sure. No, Wagner is Trump, is a Trump supporter.
He had with a name like Wagner.
I remember because he was on the Lakers before. I remember the Lakers fans like fucking finding his likes and shit. And they're like, no.
Listen, you're racist when your last name is Wagner and you insist that people call you Wagner. Like, I mean,
yeah.
I mean, Garrison Matthews is a possibility. He stormed the Capitol. I don't think he ate the bat.
Nobody's like, call me Wilson, not Wilson. You're an American now. Your name is Wagner. This bitch like, call me Mo Wagner. You're racist.
It's Robin Lopez. Robin Lopez ate a bat on a dare for sure.
Oh, Robin Lopez is on the Wizards. Oh yeah,
he ate it just because he was curious. It wasn't. Not gonna do anything to me, right?
This is what we do now.
Bradley Beal took 37 shots yesterday. God damn.
Wagner looks like he showered with.
It's like that fucking hangover time where I died.
Someone said Wagner looks like he showers with socks on, and I've never. There's never been a more appropriate description of an NBA player. The Riley Wilson says, I go by Wilson with a hard W. No, you're Riley Wilson from now on.
From now on, yeah, you shouldn't have said that.
Wagner. Fucking racist. So it's, and this is what we're going to end it on, Brass. Row1119 says, I forgot about the L already. Thanks.
And that's what we're here for. Yep. That's what it's all about, people.
Because this is a stupid, stupid season. Everybody, fist pump. Let's all go.
Stupid.
Fuck the Mom's, Celtics. Fuck Adam Silver.
Boo-boo. Mom's making meatloaf.
Mom's making meatloaf.
Mom! What are you doing? I never know what she's doing back there. I never know what she's doing.
Mom! You want meatloaf?
Mom! The meatloaf!
But to your point, me and Tiffany were talking before, and like we were talking about people who are so desperate to like want to go to games right now. Why would you risk your life to see this shit in person?
No, we forgot.
Do you have a picture of Solana? Because that's a motherfucker who went through the game tonight, skipped out on hangover time to go get COVID and watch Struce go ham.
And drink hard seltzers on the outside on the deck.
He bought a brand new sweater to get COVID.
We didn't even mention the best performance of the night.
It's a school outfit.
It's a COVID sweater.
Yeah, this shit laid out on the bed to go get COVID.
Now, Mom, can you iron this for me?
Yeah, this shit laid out on the bed with the shoes on the floor.
Yo, did you guys see that the COVID dogs did not sniff one single bit of COVID today?
Oh, no shit.
A thousand people.
Yeah, I'm sure in Miami there was no COVID.
Yeah, right.
Oh yeah, now one single person who's willing to go to a Heat game to see this fucking team. Yo, that's fucking COVID.
A week from now, that dog is going to test positive for COVID.
he definitely smells some cocaine at least.
Sure. When did they put those glass partitions up? Have you noticed that the little like ice hockey rink border of glass around the court, around the border of the court? When they put that up?
Do they have? I didn't even know they had that.
I don't know.
It's so slick. It's super sleek. You got to kind of like stare into space to see it. But I'm trying to figure out.
I don't want to look at the game that hard.
Not these games. Did you notice like the crowd like wasn't barely cheering? Like when there was it was like the out of bounds play and Spo didn't challenge it. And you could hear the whole crowd like, Nick, are you fucking serious? It's like we came here to get COVID and you won't even challenge an out of bounds call.
He was irate.
Not for nothing, Alf. I really want you at one of those games because we would definitely hear you on the broadcast.
Oh, you're gonna hear me.
Fucking great.
You'll hear me. Bam! What the fuck are you doing?
This is Alf with five reasons.
You see Ethan up in the no! No!
No! He's not with me.
I love that Alex has to go and cover these games. It's amazing to me.
And then he's got an Uber after. It's not enough. Yo, Jay and Ania says Struce showers with one with his jersey on because it's the only one they gave him.
He's like, might as well watch this.
They don't even watch it for him.
God, I'm gonna get me a Struce jersey. I believe, honestly, Struce didn't even play that bad tonight.
He did it.
Play better than fucking Duncan.
Struce gonna be last man standing.
Oh, Duncan's too worried about that damn podcast.
Fuck Duncan.
I was, and it was Struce's one. He had that like nasty fall last time, right?
Yeah, and he still played better than Duncan.
What
happened
to him? So what's Meyer? What's Meyer's deal?
What do you mean? You got to check.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That I'm just shoulder, saying, man. Like you know, you, yeah, and no, I mean that. Listen,
you got the clip.
That's
all
he does.
The whole game.
This is
you box out one time and what do you mean?
Well, there goes our monetization.
Yeah,
he's like,
nah. That's fine. That clip is fine. It's just a shit on the court.
He is so upset that he doesn't have Wi-Fi to fucking stream his fucking video game.
I don't know. I just like after watching like that Struce with that nasty ass fall. I mean, I thought he was done after that. I thought it was gonna be lights out after that fall last game. And Myers is like, it's like he's got shrapnel on his fucking leg from like Call of Duty. Like,
he's embarrassed because he's riding that damn pond.
You know, you do this too much.
Exactly.
It should be.
Well, I think he played like 10 minutes that game. It was probably like a little.
Yeah. Only because he has an expiring contract. But if you don't trade him, it doesn't matter. You go into the summer, you don't have a max contract.
Right.
Like it really, I'm trying to trust that the Heat front office knows what it's doing. But I also haven't seen a deal around the league that the Heat should have done. You know, I wanted the Harden trade, but I understand why you wouldn't. Like if Beal goes somewhere for like, you know, 3 first rounders or something, I'll be pissed. But there's not a lot of deals that have gone on that I'm like, oh, the Heat should have done that. Like, I know people got mad about KPJ and getting a second rounder. Who gives a shit? Like, it's KPJ. But yeah, like, I haven't seen the transaction that the Heat didn't make yet to make me really upset. But I'm not happy with the front office right now. Like, I feel like all offseason, I keep saying summer, like it was a summer, November. All offseason, I was saying this season is going to be a shit show. I was screaming for 20-man rosters. I was saying this is the first offseason where I said, yeah, don't re-sign UD to that roster spot. And if my dumbass can see that and see the fucking, you know, the painting, the writing on the wall, why couldn't they?
Yeah.
Like, sign Isaiah Thomas. Sign guys that actually can get NBA buckets, and don't just hope that your Sioux Falls experiments will pay off. You know, night after night, it just. And honestly, at the end of the day, it's word the tropical blanket. What are they, 6-11 right now?
Yeah,
6-12.
Jimmy comes back in. They go on an 8-game winning streak. It's a whole different conversation. But then Bam goes out with some COVID protocol bullshit because he traded fucking jerseys with, you know, someone who went to a strip club, and then we're back at it again. So
it's only hard three to call. Games back to six.
Right, you know in what? Here. 3 games is a lot of fucking games when you ain't got Jimmy, Goran, Avery Bradley. Who else is out of there?
Andre.
3 games is a lot. When you
Jimmy's
don't have...
out due to anorexia.
Right.
And we were talking about the other day about like Kyle Lowry like influencing Miami models, but Jimmy got that skinny real quick, man.
there's gonna be a lot of people like, damn, I need to lose like 15 pounds. We gotta catch that COVID real quick.
Let me get that Jimmy diet real quick.
Let me get that Rona real quick. Lose these 10 pounds.
COVID minus 15, you know?
We doing this?
Brass, can you cut this out?
No, you're going to live with this one.
I All right, guys. Well, after I get canceled, oh my God.
Well, we have a question. We have a question. Rashawn Robinson asked, do you think Duncan will still be here after the trade deadline?
Yes, because I don't see them. I don't see the Heat being proactive enough to say we're not going to pay Duncan $18 million next year, and I'm just worried that they're going to lose him for nothing.
I think he'll be gone
by the trade deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
I right now they have to prove to me that their loyalty isn't that big of a inhibitor to them right now. Their loyalty is too tough right now. And I feel like they're going to hold on to him.
I think it really depends on what other moves they try to make. I think if they go for a win now kind of thing, if they think there's some players out there they can get, I don't know who the fuck is going to be left at this point. But if they can do that, you want to hang on to a guy like Duncan if you're going to make a stretch in the playoffs.
But a win now player is you giving up Duncan. You're not keeping Duncan if you're getting a win now.
Yeah.
I don't see how that's possible.
Or are you not keeping Tyler?
I don't think you keep either one of them.
Yeah.
If it's a win now guy, like if you were to have gotten Harden, who was a win now guy,
there you go.
I don't think Vic costs you both. Yeah,
no, I don't either. But on the sneak tip,
I agree.
I'd rather have Vic and bring Hero off the bench.
Of course, yeah. I agree. Like Alonzo move doesn't cost you.
No.
Doesn't cost you both. It might not cost you either for Lonzo. Yeah. But those are like honestly, it's malpractice if the Heat aren't on the phone asking about Lonzo Ball.
I think they are. Honestly, shit's fucked up. I think they are. Yeah. And I think they know they fucked up.
They got to do something. They can't not do anything.
They have to do something. Even if it's just for morale, one of these motherfuckers got to go.
Yeah. That's what they did last year. They brought in, I mean, they needed rotation guys, but it helped morale. It helped the fresh blood.
I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I'm trying to trade Duncan right now.
I want Lonzo, and I haven't even been Lonzo's biggest fan, but it's only for LeVar to come on Hangover Time to talk shit and be like,
hey, never lost.
Yeah. He's gonna talk so much shit like right away. Lonzo's the greatest point guard you guys have ever had.
Greatest point guard Miami Heat history. Better than Tim Hardaway. Oh, better than Goran Dragic.
When he with his son on the team gets into fights on Heat Twitter, it's gonna be.
Oh man!
It's gonna be.
I'll go at him. Incredible. You guys know me. All right, I'm calling it.
Yeah.
You guys want to keep going? I'm saying no. I'm done. Because I got to come back here Saturday. Chris Cody texted me and said he wants to come on Hangover Time and get drunk.
Yeah. So we're
bringing on Moose. We're doing the drip drop drinking game. I have to recuperate. I need 48 hours before this show because it's going to be bad. So you guys come back Saturday night and be ready to hit us with bits, hit us with subs. We're playing the drip drop drinking game. So win or lose, honestly, even if you don't watch the game, just show up at the buzzer because it is going to be lit. We're going to have Chris Cody here, Moose, Tiff, I think you're going to be here. Siobhan, you going to be here Saturday?
No, sir. Y'all have a good one. I'll be watching.
Well, you be in those comments getting fucked up with us.
Gotcha.
Plug the pod. Everyone, if you didn't know for some reason that Miami Heat Beat has a podcast, download it. Like Gianni's in the chat saying plug the pod. Bro, if you're here, you know Miami Heat Beat has a podcast. And if you don't, Miami Heat Beat has a podcast. You can find it everywhere, Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, I don't know, wherever you find podcasts.
Absolutely.
All right, guys, we will see you Saturday night. I don't know if we have a pod tomorrow night. I don't think we do. Check out Light Skin Opinions. We think we might start broadcasting our live shows on the Miami Heat Beat Twitch channel. So you can find us here. Go to YouTube, check out Light Skin Opinions there.
Oh, let them know who you have as a guest next week.
For what, Light Skin Opinions?
Yeah.
Well, it's actually going to be for Hangover Time, and we're doing a Light Skin Opinions takeover because we want an all-black cast because we're racist. So we will be having Roy Bellamy on next Wednesday. All right? So Chris Cody on Saturday, Roy Bellamy on Wednesday. We're just trying to get, we're trying to be part of the Lebatard new venture is really what we're trying to do and get in on a sneak tip. So this is what we're doing. All right, Metal Lark. Metal Lark, shout out. All right, we will see you guys on Saturday. Thank you, everybody, for showing up. Finish off your drink.
See y'all.
Nice.
I got too much, man. Oh. Uh-uh.